In Russia, this is the first of 2 days of official mourning for the hundreds of victims of the hostage seizure of a school in the southern city of Beslan. The incident ended violently on Friday. There are well over 300 deaths acknowledged already, and hundreds more are listed as missing. Kim Murphy has been reporting the story for the Los Angeles Times. She joins us from Beslan. There's an incredible story. You have a story of survival from last week, Kim, but I'd like to start with this. You're just back from Chechnya, the would-be breakaway republic. These were Chechen terrorists who seized the school. What is the reaction that you found there in Chechnya to this just massacre?
Well, I found, first of all, almost everybody I spoke with was eager to point out that it wasn't really clear that the actual nationalities of a lot of these terrorists were Chechens. Obviously, everybody that I spoke to was just shocked, sad. They had been sitting in front of their television sets crying when they watched the news of what was happening in Beslan. At the same time, many of the people that I spoke to said they wished that people understood that horrible tragedies happen to them every day, and they feel like they don't have nearly as much attention to their losses as what has been paid to the people in Beslan.
Let me ask you about the story I read in the LA Times first Friday and then a follow-up on Saturday, the story of Zelina Zandarova. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. She's a mother who was there on the first day of school with two children when this hostage-taking occurred. And then the hostage-takers offered her a deal of a kind.
Yeah, she had been there with her six-year-old daughter, whose very first day of first grade was that day, and had brought along her two-year-old, and ended up with both of her children with the rest of the hostages for the first couple of days of the event. There was a deal negotiated to release about 36 hostages early on. Those were mothers with young children. She was one of them, and she started to go out of the building with both her six-year-old daughter and her two-year-old son when she was stopped by the hostage takers, who told her, no, you can only take one, and you can only take your son. We've intended this for mothers with very young children. And she said, I can't go without my daughter. And they told her, you know, well, you're going to have to make a choice. You can go with your son now, or you can stay behind with both children. And she told me that they had threatened her with, they had said, if you stay behind, you know, you're going to get shot with everybody else, because that's what's going to happen. So at that point, she had to make pretty much an instant decision to leave her daughter behind and pick up her son and go.
You write that her daughter was screaming and crying in terror as her mother walked away.
She said that she just clutched her little son to her breast as tight as she could and listened to the sound of her daughter's tears as she just walked out of there until she couldn't hear them anymore.
I read that story in Friday's paper, and like everyone else who read it, I just was transfixed, wondering what could happen. And then the next day, you report the outcome, which seems almost miraculous.
It was. I mean, given the number, 335 people dead, as far as I remember, it was, you know, a happy miracle that her daughter, Alana, was saved. She went around, you know, everywhere looking for her as soon as the storm began and found her covered in blood at a hospital. But it turned out that the blood was someone else's, and the only actual injuries she sustained were shock and dehydration.
But Zelina told you, my life has changed forever.
It was changed forever in a million ways, really. Number one, how will she ever get past the trauma that happened to her and all thousands some people in that building? And number two, how will a mother and daughter ever come to terms with the fact that her mother chose the other child to save?
Kim Murphy, reporting for the Los Angeles Times in Beslan, Russia. Kim, thank you.
Bye-bye now.